He's been in the job for less than 2 months, but already Queensland's new chief magistrate is at the centre of a storm over justice and politics. The Campbell Newman government appointed the former police officer and crime commissioner Tim Carmody as chief magistrate in September. Today he stripped all his fellow magistrates of any power over bail hearings for alleged bikies and gathered all power over such cases into his own hands. Under new anti-bikie laws, people accused of belonging to criminal motorcycle clubs have to prove that they're not members of such clubs or they don't get bail. Tim Carmody has issued a direction stating that all such hearings will happen in the Brisbane Magistrates Court after 2:30 each afternoon. Criminal lawyers say the unprecedented move raises questions about the separation of powers in Queensland. Stephanie Smale reports.
Magistrates across Queensland have been grappling with the new anti-bikie laws for the past few weeks. The Chief Magistrate, Tim Carmody, took 2 days to decide whether an alleged Hells Angels Club member should be granted bail or not. Now he's ordered all bail hearings for accused bikies to be heard in one part of the Brisbane Magistrates Court. Some see the move as a way to provide a consistent interpretation of the badly written complex legislation. But Brisbane criminal lawyer Adam McGill is worried about the implications.
He's removing the powers of the magistrates throughout Queensland, and he is just entirely enabling himself as the only party that has the right to make the decision as to whether or not somebody gets bail.
Greg Barnes from the Australian Lawyers Alliance says there's more than one magistrate in Queensland for a reason.
Just having one judicial officer hearing cases concerning a particular matter, whether it be defendant is a member of a bikie gang or not, means that you're not getting the variety in decision-making that is otherwise desirable.
Tim Carmody was appointed Chief Magistrate in September. In his direction, he says keeping the bail hearings in one place will save time and money. He also says it will increase security for all. But Gold Coast criminal lawyer Bill Potts doesn't see it that way. He says putting all of the bikie bail cases in front of one magistrate could raise questions about Queensland's separation of powers.
Judge Carmody is a very experienced jurist and a very honourable person, but the perception may also be that by taking on really quite unprecedented powers upon himself, excluding the other 87 magistrates, that he himself is dancing the tune of a government that has made it abundantly clear that they will brook no opposition, be that from people who don't agree with the laws or what they perceive as a weak magistracy.
The direction also indicates parties shouldn't try and adjourn bail hearings for more than 7 days. Greg Barnes says that's the same as giving the parties a week to prepare their case while the accused sits in jail.
7 days is 7 days too long. We need to remember that people who are, whether they're members of bikie gangs or not, they are citizens. They're entitled to have the same rights when it comes to bail and when it comes to applying to our courts around Australia, including in Queensland. And what is disturbing in Queensland, the way in which the Newman government is effectively trying to carve out a legal system for bikies as opposed to everybody else in the community, that's a very, very dangerous process.
The Queensland government hasn't been shy in expressing its views about the state's court system over the past few weeks. On more than one occasion, the Premier Campbell Newman has said courts must make decisions in line with community expectations. The Chief Magistrate, Tim Carmody, has pushed back at times. In one bail hearing, he told the court it's naive and dangerous to expect too much from any human system. He also said there is no cause for personal attacks on the decision makers. Criminal lawyer Adam McGill is urging the Chief Magistrate Tim Carmody to reconsider his decision about the bail hearings.
It's the biggest breach of civil rights that this country's ever seen. It's placed itself in a position whereby someone's remanded in custody on the maybe that they may be associated with a criminal bike gang. Now, the problem with that is that in the event that it is shown that they are not associated, that 7 days, they've been unlawfully detained as far as we're concerned.
The Chief Magistrate, Tim Carmody, declined PM's request for comment.
Stephanie Smale.